Marijuana legalization in Washington state is taking effect against a patchwork of conflicting city laws. Some cities don't allow marijuana dispensaries. In contrast, Seattle began requiring business licenses for them last year. Some medical marijuana providers see benefits to playing by city's rules, while others are fighting the restrictions. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Criminal defense attorney Douglas Hyatt represents many medical marijuana providers. When Seattle began to require licenses for dispensaries last year, Hyatt told them he would sue and advise his clients not to comply. In his lawsuit in King County Superior Court, Hyatt said medical marijuana providers should be exempt from normal business licensing. He said since marijuana is illegal under federal law, those license applications could be used by federal prosecutors.
Well, if you have to fill out a business license for the city that says, I sell marijuana, you're kind of incriminating yourself, aren't you?
But Hyatt didn't get to make those arguments in court. His lawsuit was dismissed because he declined to name his plaintiffs. They are 13 dispensary owners who he called John and Jane Doe. Hyatt says he's not sure whether he'll refile. He had hoped to use this lawsuit to challenge all attempts by cities in Washington to regulate marijuana providers. He says he'd believed the Seattle City Attorney's Office would be a more friendly adversary.
I thought we had an agreement to get this thing straightened out and do it on the merits and not screw around, but I guess I was wrong.
Last week, President Obama's comments calling marijuana enforcement in Washington and Colorado a low priority became public just prior to Hyatt's court hearing. Kent Meyer with the Seattle City Attorney's Office told the judge Obama's comments show the risk of federal prosecution diminishes as we speak. Hyatt responded that federal law hasn't changed. Morocco Kyash Natosha runs the Green Buddha Patient Co-op in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood. She's also the director of the Evergreen State Cannabis Trade Association. She says she understands Hyatt's fears about federal law.
I can appreciate that argument. I tend to follow a different track.
She applied for a business license from Seattle and has been paying sales taxes for the past 2 years. Kyash Natosha says behaving like a legitimate business is the best way to win acceptance from local government and the public. And she is feeling safer in the wake of I-502, which legalizes marijuana possession.
I'm one who believes in playing as much as possible with the system. We've reached a point in our state that our state is shifting on the issue of cannabis.
But even as I-502 may prompt more demand for marijuana, dispensary owners say available real estate is scarce. State and federal law prohibit dispensaries near certain facilities like schools. In January, the Seattle City Council will look at designating areas for larger scale marijuana operations. Meanwhile, this week, the city of Everett is proposing to establish a nuisance ordinance to restrict dispensaries to industrial areas. Marijuana advocates are planning a protest Tuesday. The city council hearing and vote is scheduled for the next day. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.